You got a backtrack there from the Who. I like it. 1-877-332-8255 is the phone number to call in or text in, and I am really looking forward to this conversation with you. I have a sneaking suspicion where it's going to go. I have a sneaking suspicion where you're going to land on it based on the fact that we've got dozens of text messages and no one on the text line is overtly supporting the idea of a guaranteed annual income for farmers. I'm not surprised to see that. So where this conversation started, the National Farmers Union held their convention late November, I think it was, and at their convention, they decided as a group that they would lobby the federal government to implement a guaranteed annual income, and secondary to that, they wanted a cap on the profits of major grocery store chains in the country. So on the notion of a guaranteed annual income, you heard we had Phil Mount on the program just after 10. He's the vice president of policy for the National Farmers Union. And he essentially talked about the increased costs. When it comes to small and mid-sized farmers, we've seen profits sink, but costs escalate. Equipment, inputs, the cost of price of land right now. So it's very, very tough for someone to get in. So they're advocating, and they would like to see the federal government try, I think they're throwing out a 10-year pilot in part of Canada with a guaranteed annual income of $50,000, a rate that would rise every year with inflation. That's what they are saying. Now, Sean Haney, we just had Sean on, the, of course, founder of realagriculture.com. He's the CEO of that organization. He's on this radio station daily. He didn't mince words. He says, I think it's a horrible idea. Is there something that could be done? Yes. But I think back to my dad has been, sadly, we lost him a number of years ago, 2011. My dad farmed his whole life. My dad, like most farmers, generally opposed to government involvement in his business, generally opposed to more government regulation. So I can picture his response to something like this. Doesn't mean that there isn't things that can be done, but as I threw out to Sean, maybe that's deregulation. Maybe that's finding a way for the government to get out of the way of farmers and allow them to participate in a more free market with less regulation, things like carbon tax and tariffs and all of these things that get thrown upon the already up and down markets that we deal with in agriculture. What do you think? 1-877-332-8255. Do you support the notion? Just the notion, because we could get into the weeds of how it would work and all of those types of things, but I just want to know, generally speaking, do you support the notion of a guaranteed annual income for farmers? Now, I said the text line, not a lot of support. I'm looking at the text line right now. Sheldon from Estevan, have fun finding or trying to force investment into the oil industry. Oh, sorry. He's still, I'm reading the text, but I was thinking it was on this topic. He's still on Venezuela. I'm going to leave that one for a second. This is the most, so here's one from Norm in Wyston. This is the most ridiculous thing I've heard today. As we try to get rid of supply management, the National Farmers Union want more farm welfare. We had a guaranteed revenue insurance program back in the early 80s that did help level out the low years, but the NDP killed it. This is a hard no from me, says Norm in Wyston. 1-877-332-8255. Kevin in Assiniboia, no to guarantee an income like supply management. It'll keep costs at inflated highs and put the chance of a young person starting out of reach for most, Kevin in Assiniboia. And then he says, second point, if a per acre program is put out that doesn't have a lower cap, it only benefits the larger corporate farms. 1-877-332-8255. Dean in Kamsack, listening to this topic about guaranteed income for farmers sends a chill down my spine. I come from generations of farmers, and all this does is bring to mind the Canadian Wheat Board, supply management, fixed pricing. It's a slippery slope, and it simply does not work. Just more government interference in a sector that already has too much of that. Great text, Dean, and one that I'm sure summarizes the way many people think. 1-877-332-8255. Perry in Osler, you're a farmer. What do you think?
Oh, the National Farmers Union should hang up their hat. They're an embarrassment. But we had a program, Ag Stability, first set up by Stephen Harper. He was addressing this. And the first thing Justin Trudeau did was ruin the program.
How did they ruin it, Perry? What did they change?
They changed the threshold where you would trigger a payment from it.
Okay.
They went and raised the threshold way up so that you would never trigger. So our accountants just said it isn't even worth the bill to put the paperwork together to apply for it.
Gotcha.
So right there. So, yeah. So, no, it's just like what your last caller just texted. I mean, I remember the wheat board and all these programs and everything. And Stephen Harper had it right. They messed it up. But we need our price of our fertilizer and our diesel fuel to go down. We need our Canadian dollar to be back up on par so I don't have to pay 30% more for my diesel and fertilizer.
Right.
And we need to protect foreign investment in farmland and that investment from non-farming corporations.
You got some real interesting concepts in there, Perry, that I know there's a lot of people nodding as they hear. Those input costs, which seemingly are always on the rise, never even plateauing, things like fuel costs and fertilizer, those have an absolute impact on the bottom line for farmers. And we've got low prices and high input costs. That's what's squeezing a lot of people. I don't want to even say out of the business because some farmers are going out of the business. Some farmers are either retiring, selling their land and whatever. But we've got a strong generation of young farmers that are wanting to get into this business. What are the things that could be done to help them? What I'm hearing, what I'm seeing is a guaranteed annual income is not one of them. Do you agree with this idea? Do you agree with the concept? 1-877-332-8255 is the number. I'm going to go back to the text line. Phone line still open for you as well. If you can't make it out on the farm, then you need to do something else. Why do people think the government has to step in and be in everybody's business? Dawn with that text. What else have we got here? If farmers want governments to guarantee minimum income, then turn your land over to the government. You are no longer a business. You are an employee. Welcome to socialism. Get control of the product pricing rather than letting the government manage it. Thanks so much, Tom in Saskatoon, for that text. 1-877-332-8255. You know, I can always tell when we have a topic that gets people fired up by the exclamation points and the words that are used in text messages. Like some of these texts are the most richly worded texts that I've seen in a while. So this is Tim in Swift Current. Evan, your farm guest is causing the top of my head to blow off. Farming is business, big, medium, and small. There are variables in any business. Farming is harder to get into today than 50 years ago. Come on, I'm 62 years old. Interest rates were 17 to 19% in the late 70s and early 80s. On scale, I don't believe it's any harder. If there's a guaranteed minimum, then let's have a cap for the good times. Eww. That causes a shudder, I'm sure, for many people. But Tim, your point is, you're illustrating a point that is well taken. 1-877-332-8255. Roy in Rockford. Good morning, Evan. Talking about this guaranteed income for farm families, cost of production for chicken and dairy has been around forever. The beef industry has been a tough struggle up till just recently. One of the most significant problems was the fact that we all use the same farming equipment. The difference between my friends and my equipment, his equipment is new, mine is 20 years old. It makes a big difference. If you go to the bank when you have a guaranteed income or not, will make a difference for many people. And you know, that's part of what Sean talked about. Sean Haney mentioning the fact that, you know, for many people, you think about could you do something to make it easier to access funding when it comes to trying to buy land and purchase land? So rather than guaranteeing a minimum income, are there ways that you can incentivize people in the ag industry, people in farmers, essentially, to buy land, to get that equipment that they need, those types of things? 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the phone line. We'll go to Odessa, Saskatchewan. I've reffed in that neck of the woods many times in the hockey rinks over the years. Dave is on the line. How are you today, Dave?
I'm good, Evan. Happy New Year
yes,
to you.
Yes, same to you. What do you think this notion of a guaranteed annual income for farmers? Good, bad?
Well, I don't need to have bologna for lunch because that I just had it on the radio now.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, Evan, I'm around your age. I'm just a little bit older than you, and I've been farming for over 40 years, and my son is taking over, and all of these farm programs that we've had since the 80s are, you know, just like your dad would have said and my dad would have said, keep government out of farming, yeah, and we'll just do just fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's terrible that the way that, you know, if I wouldn't be helping my son, there's no way that he could be farming. And the same, I have nephews and nieces that are all in the farming area, but it's just the fact of life. We got to fight. Maybe we could do something to help control our inputs, but other than that, the farmer union, I don't get me started on that kind of stuff.
Okay, Dave, I appreciate your call. Thanks so much for picking up the phone. 1-877-332-8255. Let's fly across to Kelvington now. I got Bruce before we have to take our break. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Good plan or bad plan? What do you think?
Very bad.
Very bad. We don't need a guaranteed annual income?
Well, yeah, and it's just like the feeding kids in school and dental, giving people dental coverage, more and more stuff provided by government. You just have to tax the people who are working more. If the government just get out of the way and let all kinds of industries go, we'd be a lot better off.
Mm-hmm. There's you are on page with what has been 100% of the response from my texters. I have yet to have someone say, yeah, I think this is a good idea, Bruce.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much for joining the conversation. Still lots of time for you to join. I'm going to go back to the text line when we come back. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-877-332-8255. We'll take a break. We'll be back on the notion of a guaranteed annual income for farmers in our country. Good or bad? So far, 100% bad is the response from you here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. The text line is rich with great text. I want to get to a few more. Trina from Prince Albert, absolutely no to a guaranteed annual income for farmers. Not a good idea. Another step towards socialism. Socialism, the only guaranteed annual income in Canada should go to seniors and veterans. Here's one from Tom in Saskatoon. If student loans are a good idea to help students get their start, and perhaps the government-funded farm startup loans are worth looking at, and the payback could be based on crop returns. Tom in Saskatoon, thanks for that. Bruce in Bigger says, I'm at the end of my farming career. I struggled most of my farming life, but would still be against a guaranteed income. People have to realize farming is no longer a lifestyle, but a big business. Bruce from Bigger. Dave in Regina, no, not another government handout for farmers. Small farms are being bought out by larger farms. Seems like they have the cash to buy these smaller farms and afford all of the high-end machinery. So, you know, that's an interesting point because I saw a couple of texts here. So here's another one from James in Melita, Manitoba. I won't read the whole thing, but he basically says if he's looking at the southeast and southwest corner of Manitoba, grain farmers don't appear to be hurting financially. He says it could be pure optics, but we're talking giant homes, brand new trucks, mansions on the lake, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, this is the challenge with grain farming is you definitely have those large corporations. In some cases there, I want to be careful not to say that they're all corporations and not family businesses. You could have a very large, successful family-run farm that is doing very well. But it is challenging, especially for smaller farmers. I know a ton of farmers who are on what I would consider to be the small end of the scale who have secondary employment, who have other jobs or other forms of employment or other forms of bringing money, and it can be very, very tough. And keeping up with machinery costs, if you're only farming a section and a half or two sections of land, can be really challenging. That said, I don't think, and I know there's lots of text, so I didn't get through all of them. I don't think there was anyone jumping up and down about the idea of a guaranteed annual income for farming. Thanks so much for weighing in on the conversation. It's a great chat, and I'm sure it will come up again in an open line discussion in the near future. Okay, we take a break. We come back, and we talk tattoo removal. Do you have any regrets when it comes to tattoos that you would like to get covered up? That's where we're going to go next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.